Dear Father God, Lord Jesus Christ,
亲爱的天父，主耶稣基督，
We can come to Father not because of our work, but because Jesus Christ.
我们能够到天父面前来，不是我们做了什么，而是靠主耶稣基督。
For our Lord Jesus gave himself up as a sacrifice for our sin.
主耶稣基督把他自己的身体献上，做一个活罪祭。
Not only that, he also delivered us from this evil age.
不但他自己献上，他还把我们从这个罪恶的时代拯救出来。
Lord, we are waiting for your second coming, your return to establish your kingdom. Lord, we ask you to speak to us.
主啊，我们等待你第二次再来，等待你带把你的天国带来，我们在这里等候。
So we know how to prepare ourselves.
请你对我们说话，让我们知道我们自己能够怎样准备自己。
And we respond to your great commandment.
为了回应你的大使命。
May your will be done on earth.
愿你的旨意在地上，如同行在天上。
And also, in the churches, in the house of the Lord.
也是，请你保守我们这些你的子民们在这个神的教会里面。
May your Holy Spirit anointing every one of us.
愿你的圣灵能够膏抹我们每一个人。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I just heard a sister prayer. She was one of our member to a Cambodia mission.
啊，我们刚才看见Pearl 姐妹刚才有祷告，
听到我们的这个姐妹。
我们她上一次是到柬埔寨一起去宣道的，短宣的。
Since the mission and the first time I see her again.
这是上一次这短宣的时候我是第一次见到他。
David and Pearl. David and Pearl.
David 和 Pearl.
The original was kind of underground missionary in China.
他们以前在大陆的是做一些这个隐藏的宣道士的工作。
Although they own their own business, factory, but their heart actually is for the Lord.
以前他们自己虽说有自己在那里有工厂，但是他们的心是在神面前的。
Especially their burden, is on the young people.
他们以前的这个负担是在年轻人身上。
Yeah, we thankful, can see them again and worship together.
我们很感谢主能够再次看见他们，一起和我们一起来敬拜主。
Okay, in the past, I has been focused on the book of Galatians.
过去我只是都是注重在加拉太书。
Probably already quite long time.
差不多有很长时间了。
This is a message number 7.
它是第七次讲这个信息了。
Probably longer than the book itself.
圣经比这个经节更长一些。
But I read the record.Martin Luther, the comment on this book, 723 page.
以前有个
马丁路德，
马丁路德是一个很大的一个神学家，他以前讲过道，就讲这一篇，道的话就讲这个章节的话，他有732页的讲稿。
He spoke this message on 1519 and 1523.
他是1519年和1921年讲，1521年讲过这个道。
1523。
23。
He was a reformer for the church's history.
马丁路德是改教的一个大改教的大哥。
And this is a book, is his favorite, among the 66 book of the Bible.
在整个圣经的66卷书中，这是马丁路德最喜欢的一篇。
He said, "This is my epistle, my book."
他是说这就是我的圣经，这就是我的。
Yeah, and then this is my Catherine.
这个是 这个是我的天主的
他的妻子。That is that you can see how this book very important for the
大家可以看出这本书是多重要的。
And because through this book, God revealed the message to him, and also the change, the history of the Christian, and also the change the on the church's error on the theology and ecclesiastic. Yeah.
所以这个他认为这本书是神启示给他的，因为这本书的话，大家看见马丁路德改教之后，这教会的历史、教会的传统都有了很大的改变，彻底改变。Okay,
I just the more I study this book, the more message come out, so I just cannot stop. So this is number seven.
是，我阅读这篇的话，我就觉得有更大的信息给我，所以我就讲了很多。
And originally I saw maybe I can finish in one message, but now I see probably at least two messages I need for this number seven.
我想大概是再讲一篇就能讲完，但看来现在还得再讲。
Yeah, so hopefully the, this month I have two times speak will be able to finish, hopefully.
这个月的话，我会讲两次，希望能够把这本书讲完。And
I have problem is sometimes I just drag on too long, so I try to make a timely, not too long, not overburden too much for you.
有时候我的问题就是我有时候会讲的时间久一点，我希望我能控制下时间，不会给大家造成太大负担。Okay,
last time I have a verse for you is chapter 2:19 say through the law I died to the law so that I may live to God. That was the message I have last time.
上一次我给大家一节一个经文是二章19:19，我看一下，因着律法我向律法死，我因律法就向律法死了，使我可以。
Okay, that was the last message because the theme of the Galatian is correct the error in the theology through the history of the churches is from the law observing and also effort human being effort to observe the law into just simply purely faith in Christ you get salvation.
所以上次讲的就是这就是重点，就是人因着律法就像律法死了，就是要转向神，不是单单就是靠着律法而活。So
that was kind of negative to the church. But today's message is more like positive. How we live since we become a children of God. How we can live a holy life, live a life praise God. That is today's message.
上一次的信息呢是反面讲的，今天讲的是正面的信息。正面讲就是我们作为神的子民，我们怎样活出一个神给我们的生命来，在教会里。Okay,
let's read the verse 3:27.
好，我们3:27节，我们来读经文。Okay,
let's together. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ.
好。
Okay, let's read one more time because this is a message we're going to learn today. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have called yourself with Christ.
你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了。
I hope you can remember this verse when you walk out of the this room today.
今天等大家等一下走出去的时候能够记得
And the second verse and the third verse will be for next time. I have been crucified with Christ, and it's no longer I who live, but Christ live in me.
好，我们一起来读。我们已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。Okay,
this is only the first half of the verse.
这个是前半句，前二章二十节的前半句。
In the English you don't see now, but in Chinese translate say now I live.
在英文中你大概看不见这个现在这个字，但是在中文翻译中这里就强调了现在。
But in the second half of the verse it says now I live in flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God. Yeah.
下半句是讲的我是现在是活着。今天。 并且我如今在肉身活着，更是因信神的儿子而活。
Okay, and then another verse I didn't put here. Let's read the chapter 4, verse 19.
好，我们一起读四章十九节。
Okay, altogether, my children with whom I am again in labor until Christ is formed in you.
我小子啊，我为你们再受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。
So four verses is say until Christ is formed in you, meaning it's not done yet. Meaning it's continue until the destination, the goal is Jesus Christ's life will form in all of us.
所以下半句，这刚才我们读的，只等到基督成形在你们心里，说明这个事情还没有成就，现在正在进行时，要只等到基督成形。
So I just want to point out the first verses we read is it's already when we were baptized, then we have called with Christ. That means when you're baptized, that's already done, dear. It's already done.
好，我们读的第一节经文就是说你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了，这个说明这个事情已经成就了，你们一旦受洗就是披戴，已经成就。
And then the Christ's life in us for today's, for our daily life is we have to depend on Christ living in us, not our flesh. So that is continue until Christ forms in us. So it's today's present.
就是现在我们的光景就是我们基督在我们里面，但是还没有成型，要成型以后我们才能够不再受着生产之苦啊，就在成一整到成型以后才能成就。
OK, how come it doesn't work? How come it doesn't work?
你要他要自己来
Can I control it? No. Go on to next page, please. Yeah. Usually is that okay? Yeah, go to next page, please.
Okay, can you try it?
Okay, let me try it. Okay, good.
Okay, now works.
Okay, review, we just skip this. Okay, go to next one. Okay, this is a spiritual journey we just talked about. And today we'll focus on the first one, cross ourselves with Christ. So this is a message we're going to talk.
我们今天要主要是讲的就是属灵生命的一个过程，就是要披戴基督，这个是我们的主题。
Okay, the topic I have is, I will divide into three sections.
今天我要讲的是差不多有三个部分。
I want to pick a picture from Bible and to illustrate what it means we cross ourselves with Christ.
今天我们要看看从圣经的故事看是什么意思，我们怎样才能披戴基督。
Well, this may be some subjective because there are so many different, stories or the verses has cross with something.But this is I'll pick some of the picture for you.
Yeah, 这个比较主观的，因为圣经上有很多的故事，我们可以来看怎样来披戴基督啊。但是我就选了这几个故事，大家。
It just came up to my mind when I prepare message, so I just pick whatever came to my mind, and I pick four of them.
我今天选了四个差不多四个故事。
Second one is I want to explain more, since the picture we have read the story, then I'll give you some of the spiritual meaning for those picture. That will be the second section.
第一个部分呢，我会讲一下这个里面的是怎么样解释这个故事。然后第二个的话，会把这个属灵的意义来讲一下。
And the third section will be, King David's experience.
第一个部分就是大卫的。这个故事，大卫的这个经历。
Okay, the first one, the picture on the left is a rich man and a beggar in Luke, Gospel of Luke. I think you're all familiar with that.
大家看见左边这张图呢，就是一个富人。和一个乞丐就是那拉撒路，大家就 记得这个故事。
It's in Luke chapter 16.
是路加福音十六章里面记载这么一个故事。
You see the rich man with the purple cloth.
他这个财主，他穿着紫色袍和细麻衣。
So the purple meaning is a rich, and the status is like a noble, luxury life, etc.
是这个紫色的长袍代表的就是这个财富，它的高贵的，或者是就是像皇家的，
It's like a royal family, the king, purpose.
是，所以是皇家的这个王的话，他会穿一个紫色的衣服。
So in Bible.Cloth meaning behavior or your value or your actions or character. It's just like a represent the one who has that cloth.
所以圣经里面常讲的这个穿戴或者这个衣服，它本身的代表的就是我们的行为、我们的外表、我们的性格。
Another warning is on the right hand side. You can see is a wolf with a sheep skin.
后右边一张图就是就是比较大家比较清楚，是披着羊皮的狼。
We all know in Bible this represents the false prophet.
这个在圣经里面主要是指的是这个假先知。
Because inside and outside is different.
这个里面讲的就是里面的和外面的是不一样的。
So usually when you have cloth, reveal your own value, character, that is inside and outside a sin.
如果你是穿戴这个衣服的话，就是你就是外表是什么和里面是什么，有可能是不一样的，是吧
？Yeah. So this is a warning to us.So if we have cloth, Christ, but inside we don't have Christ's life, it's just like this.Bible is a warning to us. You don't think you are Christian. You don't think you are children of God. It's not. So that's a warning to us. In the false prophet, cover the wolf cover with the sheep skin.
好，所以在圣经中里面也讲到这个这个假先知，他就是虽说是外表看上去像基督徒，但是里面他没有这样的实质，是圣经里面给我们的一个警告。
So I have a few pictures here. Is the first one is in Genesis. We all familiar with the first time in Bible mentioned cloth. God made a garment of skin and give it to us and cloth Adam and Eve. So this is the first time we have seen this term.
圣经里面的这个穿上衣服，这个在圣经里第一次就是穿戴的衣服是在。创世纪里面这样第一次提到耶和华神为亚当和他的妻子用皮子做衣服给他们穿穿上皮
and also the second one is just the one we mentioned the beggar and the rich man
好第二次圣经里提到的就是是这个、
oh, no, sorry I'm sorry it's prodigal son Not the one, yes, prodigal son.
对，
浪子回头
提到的就是这个浪子回头的故事里面，
yeah.
父亲把那个上好的袍子给他穿。
That's right. And then the third one is in the Matthew, recording Matthew, in a wedding, a guest was not dressed appropriate in the wedding cloth, and so he was pointed out and cast out.
在马太福音中就是也讲的这个就是另外一个故事，就是就是有一个人请客，但是很有这个有 wedding 就有这个婚礼的时候，很多有人没有穿合适的袍子。
Yeah, and then the last one is Elijah asking Elijah to receive double portion of the spirit of Elijah.
下面一个故事，第四个故事是讲的以利沙是得到以利亚的衣服，然后他就得到双倍的属灵的能力。
Also in the Isaiah chapter 61 verse 10, it says, "I will rejoice greatly in the Lord. My soul will exult in my God, for He has clothed me with the garment of salvation."
啊，在他讲的这个 ，sorry， 我不是在以赛亚书
61:10，
61:10说，说神。神赐给我啊，有没有在哪里
？Okay, is yeah, I didn't print out in the here, but yeah,、
啊、
but it's in my note.
好的
，Okay.
请等一下子，以赛亚书里面61:1。
You have the note, you have the note, right?
Yeah, 这地址。
Okay, I didn't put a Chinese, but it's okay. Yeah,
在以赛亚书里面是讲神赐给我这个属灵的衣服。
So give you idea, cross is not only our daily life we need it. It's also in the Bible, it's symbol salvation, the garment of salvation. God speak about the salvation in the future to us through Isaiah, prophet Isaiah.
所以神通过以赛亚书把我们将把他的预言告诉我们，就是他穿戴的衣服啊，以代表这个神给我们的一个外表。
Yeah, so there are actually many verses in the prophet in the Old Testament similar like this, Isaiah 61:10. It describes the cloth with the righteousness of God, salvation. Yeah.
所以在旧约中很多经节是讲到这个神给的救恩啊，特别是以赛亚书这个61:1里面也讲到这个神给的救恩穿戴的服装。
So give you an idea, God speaks to us sometimes with the picture, because we cannot get it from a spiritual meaning, so God will give us a picture easy to understand. Just like when you teach your kids, when they are young, you show them the picture.
所以神把属灵的含义告诉我们，往往是会通过一幅图画，就像我们教给孩子，有时候他们不明白，当我们把一幅图画给他们看，他们就明白了。
Okay, so if we read the verse today on the 3:27, Galatians 3:27, then I will continue read 28.
好，我们刚才读的是加拉太书的
3:27。
3:27，我们现在读3:28。
Because 27 and 28, they are kind of context related, but for the screen not enough, so I just printed on 27. Now I want to read 28.
好，所以加拉太书3:27和28其实是在联系上是非常紧密，但是因为我的做这个 PowerPoint 里面不够位置，所以我们不够放。现在我们要读一下。
Okay, well, we read 27:28 again. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ.
你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了。
There is neither Jew nor Greek.There is neither slave nor free man. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus.
并不分犹太人、希腊人、自主的、为奴的、或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。
Apostle Paul want to emphasize here is when you are baptized, you already have a cloth with Christ Jesus. And what will happen is you will no longer have Jews and Gentiles. You will no longer have free men or slaves. You will no difference between the nation, the people. So meaning, in Christ, we are all in one. That is the emphasis here, according to Apostle Paul in Galatians.
在使徒保罗所写的加拉太书里面，使徒保罗说，你们受洗的时候就是归入基督了，都是披戴了基督这个外表了，所以你们在披戴基督了，所以穿上基督的衣服，所以你们在里面不再是有人是因为犹太人啊，或者是外邦人啊，或者是为奴的，或者是自由的人有什么区别？因为你们在基督里面就成为一体了。
I think all of you, most of us, had the experience, like myself. Okay.
好，我们大家很多都有经验，比如说我自己。
When I was baptized, it's about 1 year after I became a believer, I was baptized in our churches.
我以前是这样子的，我先信主，然后过了一年以后我就受洗了，是在这个教会受洗的。
1993。
在93年受洗。
Brother Johnson,
这我的是、yeah. 是 Jonathan 啊，是彭弟兄替我受洗，是吧
？And then I have a feeling it was when I was become a Christian and I went to house church in China. I immediately feel like this is my relative, you know, my brother. Although we never met before, and immediately you have that kind of feeling. And it's very close. You feel like you have no any hindrance to talk about life, talk about, you know, your relationship with Christ. So it's freely, your friendship just easy to go, you know, fall between us.
所以那时候大概受洗以后呢，我有一次去Chinatown 是中国城的这个十字教会。
去大陆。
去大陆啊，高省。
With Jonathan.
哦，去大陆吧 ，Sorry， 我去中国、
yeah.
啊，不是去中国城 ，Sorry，Sorry， 那个我突然呢就觉得这些在中国教会里的弟兄姐妹呢，就和我像亲属的关系一样。完全没有阻碍，我可以在那里自由的去跟他们讲一些生活的经历啊，属灵的经历啊，和神的关系啊什么的。
And I didn't want to say where I came from. So when an old sister, you know, like senior age sister, saw I'm so skinny.
所以我那时候也不想告诉他们我从哪里来。那时候有记得一个故事，有个年长的
姐
妹看见我这个很瘦。
And then when we're about to leave the house, and she came to me and said, brother, you live in the south, probably very poor, so I will give you some money so you can buy more food, you know, buy more nutrition. So I was so touched, you know.
所以那个时候呢，我就要离开的时候，那个姐妹就来跑来跟我说话，哎，弟兄啊，你大概从南方来的话，看来你比较穷，我正好给你一点钱，然后你可以去买一些吃的，买一些衣服，然后你就可以强壮一些。
You see, this is exactly Paul said here. We no longer have any division. No longer any cultural languages. No longer exist. So I was really touched by that sister. Although.I didn't accept her gift. I just say, okay, I'm fine. I just like this since I was college, married until now. I just like this. I'm healthy.
所以我就跟我那个时候就非常感动，就像在基督里面，我们不再有着分别。这个你是什么样的，哪里来的人，哪里的人，但是我们就合为一了。那个姐妹给我的钱，我就很感动，但是我没有接受。我告诉她，我从小到大就是这个身材的，是的。
And many people were like want to be like me.
很多人还想像我这样瘦。
So I can freely eat anything. I'm not worried about my gain weight.
所以我可以尽量敞开肚子吃，因为我不是吃不胖的。
Yeah.So sometimes my brother sister will say, "Your wife probably not cooking very well."
弟兄姐妹常常就是说，我的姐妹大概不给我煮什么饭吃，让我这么瘦。
And that's not true. Yeah, she cook very well, and I really like to enjoy the meal, but just like myself, like this. Yeah.
吃了也不胖。
Okay. Anyway, well, now since that in the Bible, in the scripture here, you don't see much.Meaning of the cross with Christ. So you just read this scripture, you probably understand. Oh, this is what I mean. In one, you know, among all nation, all people, in Christ is one. But I think Paul has more meaning, and so I just try to give you a picture to explain. This is what I understand of the verse.
这里有可能是没有强调太多十字架的这个故事。保罗就是说，在不论你是哪里的人，是男是女，都在基督里合为一了。但是这其中保罗还有更深的意思，我在这里想办法再解释一下。
Okay, we all know the Genesis chapter 3, that was a tragedy, a disaster for the human being.
我们知道《创世纪》第三章是对人类来说，这个是一个很悲惨的事情。
Because our brother Jonathan always wanted to say that Adam was given a test with two choices, and God already said this is not right, and he still not picked the good one, the right one.
所以圣经里啊，我们的本弟兄也是说，常说这个神给亚当两个选择，其并且告诉他其中一个选择是错的，叫他就很明显应该选另一个，但是亚当仍旧犯了这个错误。
Because when God put Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, then God said, "All kind of tree of food you can eat, except one is." And the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That one, if you eat, you surely die.
所以神把亚当和夏娃安置在伊甸园中，给了他们一切的各种各样的果实，然后其中告诉他们，其中一棵树你们不能吃它的果子，吃了必定死，那就是知识善恶树的果子。
Sometimes we may think Adam probably not good IQ.
所以我们有时候觉得这个亚当有可能争不过他的妻子。
No.
IQ 不高，就是他的脑子智商不大。
He's not very smart. We can say that Adam probably not very smart.
亚当大概不太聪明。
But if you look at the Bible, that's not true, because Adam can call every animal and give them a name.
所以，但是你读圣经的话，你会觉得这个是错的。亚当可以把每个生物动物都叫来，然后把他的名字能够命名他们。
And give his wife name Eve, meaning the mother of all creatures. And also, say this is my bone of bone, flesh of flesh. So meaning Adam has all the knowledge and IQ, very smart, even smarter than today all of us, because he can name all the animals. You see, we only remember a few of them.
大家看见亚当，说的亚当这个智商不够，这个是完全错误的。因为亚当给他的妻子起名夏娃，就是说一切生物的母亲，然后的话呢，他也是
众生之母，
众生之母啊、然后他也是把所有的动物都能叫出名字来，然后起名字。我们大概做不到，我们能做到的只能记得几个几十个动物的名字就不错了，哪能叫出所有动物的名字？所以他的亚当的这个智商和他的能力是绝对没有疑问的。
So problem is not your IQ, whether you're smart or not. It's obedience. Whether you want to depend on God or you want to live your own life, that is the problem.
所以这个不是他的智商的问题，而是他愿意自己放下，能够信靠神，而是或者是他自己愿意他自己做一个决定的问题。
So anyway, we'll just give you some, you know, thinking background and also the, it's not like a surprise God. I think God already know this may happen. And God has redemption plan in Jesus Christ.
所以这个对神来说并不是一个很惊讶的事情。所以说亚当做了一个错误的选择，因为神已经准备好了，知道是人会做这样的选择，他也准备了这个救赎的主耶稣基督。
Because we know there's no surprise in God.
在神里面没有什么就神不能知道的。
But anyway, just because one man, the bad choice, sin entered to human being.
所以大家看见，就是因为一个人做了一个错误的选择，所以罪恶就进入了人中间。
And before sin, there's no shame or nakedness. So, but after Adam and Eve disobeyed God, then suddenly he felt like nakedness and ashamed.
所以在亚当犯罪之前，他们并不觉得自己是赤身裸体的，因为他们也没有觉得自己这是羞耻的。但是他犯罪以后，他突然就意识到自己是赤身裸体的，所以就觉得羞耻。
And they hid away from God because they knew they cannot see God.
因为然后呢，他们就觉得自己是赤身的，就不能见神，他们觉得羞愧，就不见神。
So they make a fig tree leaf to cover their nakedness.
所以亚当就试图用这个无花果的树叶来做一件衣服，来遮盖他们的这个裸体。
But God gave them a garment of the animal skin.
但是神给了他一个用动物的皮所做的做的衣服。
So in Bible, Hebrew chapter 9:22 say, "Without shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin."
所以希伯来书说，这个血断不能什么？若
不流血，
却断不能洗，
就不得赦免。呀呀呀！ So here, God revealed to us, just by our human being effort, we cannot cover our sin.
所以神在这里向我们启示，凭着我们人所做的努力是不能遮挡我们的羞耻。
The only way we can cover our sin and come to God freely is because the blood shedding of the Lamb.
我们能够到神面前来，能够洗去我们罪的唯一的原因是我们主耶稣基督为我们献上的宝血。
So this is a prophecy for the future. The Lamb of God will die for our sin.
神为耶和华为他们用皮子给他们做衣服穿，是在那里预言了将来有一位主也是为主耶稣基督也是为我们献上宝血，能够洗净我们的罪。
So we are sinner, but now we are become righteousness. It's not because our own effort, it's because God's grace in His only Son, Jesus Christ.
我们以前是罪人，现在称义不是因为我们自己努力的原因，而是我们的主在十字架上为我们所做宝血的功效。
Okay, so the reconciliation through the salvation, and also we have justification by faith. This is all like a very basic. I think most of us understand this.
我们这里在上面写的成就和平，因信称义，也是基督为我们罪死这个因信称义，我们这个道理大家都知道一些。
Okay, second one is prodigal son story.
好，我们下面要讲的是第二个故事，就是这个浪子的故事。
Okay, there are two sons in the Bible, in the verse, Luke 6, 15.
好，在路加福音十五章里面，这个讲了一个故事，就是父亲有两个儿子。
So he said like 15 verse 11, and he said, a man had, but Jesus speak to a disciple, say,A man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of the estate that fall to me. So he divided his wealth between them. And not many days later, the young son gathered everything together and went on a journey into a distant country. And there he squandered his estate with loose living.
好，路加福音十五章十一节耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子，小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。他父亲就把产业分给他们。
And he spent all of them in the foreign country.
过不了多日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财，既耗尽了一切所有的。
And then on the 17th verse, say, But when he came to his sons, he said, How many of my father's hired men have more than enough bread? But I'm dying here with hunger.
17节他这样写，圣经这样记载，他醒悟过来就说，我父亲有多少的雇工，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？
And I will get up and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight.
我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说：“父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。
”I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired men.
从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子，请把我当做一个雇工吧。
So he got up and came to his father.
他起来往父亲那里去。
But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion for him, and ran and embraced him and kissed him.
相离还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。
And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son.
儿子说，父啊，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。从今以后，我不配作为你的儿子，称为你的儿子。
But the father said to his slave, Quickly bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand.And sandal on his feet.
父亲对吩咐仆人说，把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他的指头上，把鞋穿在他的脚上。
I think here is the prodigal son. That was our status before we came to Christ, before we have salvation.
啊，这里所描述的这个浪子，就像我们以前没有信主之前的光景。
Although we made riches in the material, but our spirit actually is very poor, just like this prodigal son.
以前我们的物质上是很丰盛，但是我们的属灵的光景是很差。
And sometimes I feel the more rich in material, the more empty in your heart, actually.
有时候我也是这样觉得，你的越来越富有，但你的心里是越来越贫穷。
For those richest people, sometimes they will probably feel, if I don't have so much burden of the wealth, my life may be easier.
对富人来说，有时候他是想，如果我要是没有这生活中这么多财富的负担的话，我的生活有可能会更好。
Yeah, like some of the businessmen, they said, don't think this wealth is a blessing. It's a big responsibility to me.Because so many people depend on me.
所以很多商业的人就是从商的人说，不要认为这些财富对我来说是一个很大的祝福，对我来说是一个很大的负担，因为很多人的生活也靠在这个上面，我很大负担。
They have so many employees, their business, so they just have to go on, keep going on, you know, keep run daily life, and there's no way out.
所以虽说有很多的雇员，但是他们的生意他们的事业是每天给他们负担，让他们不能停下来，一直接着往前走。
So the prodigal son here came to father and said, "Father, I'm not worthy to be called your son. I only can be one of your hiremen, your servant."
所以这个浪子说，我不配做你的儿子，我只能配你做你的雇工。
I think some of us maybe like we didn't say that, but we just say if I only can save to heaven, I'm so happy. I don't want to be like spend time with you guys serving the Lord and co-worker together, have to work together. It's so hard. I just want to be safe and then that's it.
我们有些弟兄姐妹就是即使嘴巴上不明说，但心里是说，哎呀主啊，我只想进天堂，你就让我进天堂了，我其他的都不想了，我也不想花时间在教会里面和弟兄姐妹一起来服侍主。
The prodigal son here is humble because he said I'm not worthy, but the result is different. The father said, I want to give you as a sonship, this is yours, you are my son.
所以，虽说那个儿子在那里说我不配做你的儿子，但是父亲说，儿子啊，你是我的儿子，我的一切的所有都要给你的。
So I think that remind us, even though we have very small ambition, but God plan for us is big. I mean, God has a big plan for every one of us, not only for you know leader or church's leader or co-worker, it's for every children. I mean, every self is in God's plan is a big one. You know, you need to. I think a story to give us picture.
所以说，神，我们自己常常说我们没有大的野心啊，我们没有大的计划。但是你要知道，在神的眼光中，你是很重要的。神给了你一个很高的地位，所以神也可以有一个很大的计划在等着你。所以就是一个大的图画，就是这样。
Yeah, I hope this year, Brother Johnson will speak about the eternal purpose of God will reveal and also open our mind.Our eye, so we're willing to say, Lord, if this is your will, I'm willing to pay all the price to gain the riches in Christ.
所以今年彭弟兄要讲神里面一切的丰盛的话，我们希望神能够向我们启示他对我们的计划，他给我们一切的他有这么大的计划给我们。
So I think that the picture, this story tells us.The riches of Christ is the will of God. Want to like all of us to be able to gain.
所以 神在这圣经里面希望我们得着基督里一切的丰富，是神给我们一个很大的计划，所以我们希望我们弟兄姐妹都能够努力得到神一切的丰盛。
Okay, the next one, next story is about Elisha and Elijah.
下面一个讲的故事就是以利沙和以利亚的这个故事。
It's in the second king, chapter 2.
是在那个
列王记下
这个第二节里面。
二章
sorry,
yeah, yeah. Okay.
二章九节。
Okay, when Elijah is about to be taken away from earth, and Elisha has kind of feeling, so he followed Elijah very closely.
当以利亚将要被接到天上去的时候，这个以利沙有一个很强的这个感觉，他就紧紧的跟住这个以利沙跟着以利亚。
Yeah, so in the chapter 2 verse 9 say when they have crossed over the Jordan River, something like in the east, and Elijah said to Elisha, ask what I shall do for you before I am taken from you. And Elijah said, please,Let a double portion of your spirit be upon me.
好，这个列王记下二章九节。过去以后，以利亚对以利沙说：“我未曾被接去离开你，你要我为你做什么，只管求我。”以利沙说：“愿感动你的灵加倍的感动我。”
And then he said, "You have asked." Elijah said, "You have asked."A hard thing, nevertheless, if you see me when I am taken away from you, it shall be so for you. But if not, it shall not be so.
以利亚说，你所求的难得。虽然如此，我被接去离开你的时候，你若看见我，就必得着，不然必得不着了。
And in verse 11, as they were going along and talking,Behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horse of fire, which separated two of them. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind to heaven.
他们正走着说话，忽有火车火马将两人隔开，以利亚就乘旋风升天去了。
And Elijah saw it and cried out, "My father, my father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen!" And he saw Elijah no more. Then he took hold of his own cloth and tore them in two pieces.
以利沙看见就呼叫说：“我父啊，我父啊，以色列的战车马兵啊，以后不再见他了。”于是以利沙把自己的衣服撕为两片。
He also took up the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and returned and stood by the bank of the Jordan River.
他拾起以利亚身上掉下来的外衣，回去站在约旦河边。
Then he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and struck the waters and said, "Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah?" And when he also had struck the water, they were divided here and there, and Elijah crossed over.
他用以利亚身上掉下来的外衣打水，说：“耶和华以利亚的神在哪里呀？”打水以后，水也左右分开，以利沙就过来了。
So here, the symbol, Elijah promised, if you see me, then whatever you ask will be given to you.
这里就是以利亚所应许的，就是说，只要对以利沙说，只要你看见我，你所求的就能得着。
And the symbol to represent Elisha, focus on Elijah and receive.Is the mantle of the cloth of Elijah fell from him?
所以以利沙在那里所注重的就是以利亚给他的教导。
他的眼睛注目在以利亚身上，所以他呀，就是代表他可以得到他所求的。
对。
And then the symbol for that promise fulfilled is because.He received something from Elijah.
所以神不是这个以利沙，他因为眼睛注目在以利亚身上，所以他就得到了神给他的应许，得到了能力。
And he asked for double portion of the spirit power.
他所求的就是加倍的神的能力、
yeah.
属灵的能力。
So the symbol here, the mantle of Elijah, meaning the spirit power.
就是他的衣服就代表了是啊，圣灵的能力。
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so here we say, when we have crossed with Christ, then we have the Holy Spirit power.
所以我们说，我们穿上我们披戴基督就有属灵的能力。
Sometimes we look down at the promise the Lord given to us. When we pray together, two or three people, and what we ask, the Lord will.Accomplish. Sometimes we ignore this and think this is just like not for me, it's for someone else, not for me. But this is not true. Every one of us, if we cooperate prayer, Lord, the God will listen and accomplish.
所以神的应许就是需要我们众人的祷告。我们如果是能够两三个人一起祷告，众的弟兄姐妹一起祷告，神的心意能够满足的话，神就会答应他给我们的，所以满足我们的心意，所以祷告的力量是很强，我们众人要一起祷告。
OK, the next one is the waiting, the guest, waiting guest was not dressed appropriately and was cast out.
所以下面要讲的一个就是在一个王的一个婚礼上，有一个人没有穿礼服，王就把他赶出去了。
So here, some people will interpret as, the Christian's good deed, but I think my interpretation is this is given by Christ as a righteousness for us.
所以有些弟兄姐妹在这里解释，我把这个解释为
有些解经家 ，Yeah.
解释为解释为什么？
Is in the Revelation chapter 19.
不是在马太吗？
It's I'm just saying that the bride. Some people will interpret this guest garment, wedding garment, as the bride's in the Revelation chapter 19.
有些人会把这里讲的这个马太福音所讲的这个没有穿礼服的，是讲。就是在启示录里面讲的没有穿戴整齐的新妇的这个故事，我是有另外的解释。
It's in the 19 verse 8. It said for the it was given to her to clothe herself in fine linen, bright and clean. For the fine linen is the righteous act of the saint.
请讲一遍这个。
就是圣徒所行的义。
圣徒所行，启示录里面多少？
19章。7 verse 7. So this is not in the note.
那我念一下哈。启示录十九章七节。
Yeah.
八节啊，旧门啊，旧门恩得着光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
So as in the Bible, we have one. The first one we have is the righteousness from Christ.
我们讲的圣经里所讲的就是从基督来的义。
And I think in the Galatians here it says, "Well, you are baptized, you have clothed with Christ." Here it says, "When we baptize, we already have one." So I think this is talking about the righteousness of Christ.
所以，这个在加拉太书说，你受洗就得着了基督的义，你已经穿戴基督了，就是你一受洗，你就是穿戴基督。这里所讲的这段，这个王进来这个穿的衣服的事情，是讲的基督徒的义。
And in the Matthew chapter 22, which is a story here, the wedding guest, one guest without appropriate wedding dress.
所以马太福音这里所讲的就是一个有一个没有穿礼服的宾客。
Okay, here in the context, here it says the king will have a wedding for his son, and so he sent invitation to all the guests he tried to invite.
所以这个王要为他的儿子举办婚礼，所以他就发出这个邀请，把这些宾客请来。
But those guests have all excuses. They say one to his own farm, I'm busy for my farm, and another to his business.
所以很多人有很多的借口，有些人说我有这样的要做生意啊，有些人说我有其他的事情要忙。
So they all say, "I'm sorry, I cannot attend your wedding, your son's wedding." So the master, the king, was so angry.
所以这个主人非常的生气，这个王非常生气。
Then he sent a servant went unto the street and gathered together all they found, both evil and good.
所以那他就派仆人出去，那些仆人就出去到大路上，凡遇见的不论善恶都招聚了来。
And the waiting hall was filled with dinner guests.
宴席上就坐满了客。
But when the kings came in to look over the dinner guests, he saw a man there who was not dressed in wedding clothes.
王进来观看宾客，见那里有一个没有穿礼服的。
And he said to him, "Friend, how did you come in here without wedding clothes?"
就对他
And the man was speechless.
就对他说，朋友，你到这里来怎么不穿礼服呢？那人无言可对可答。
So I guess was cast out.
所以就把他赶走了。
In here, he said, "All the people on the street, good and evil."
所以他这里说，在街上大路上凡遇见的，不论善恶。
And then they came in, and then the king.Ask the servant give them dress, so they put on a dress.
所以，就王要求他们穿上礼服，但他们就穿上礼服，但是有一个没有穿。
Yeah, so this is a warning to us. Is this guest didn't have salvation? I mean, didn't have according God's plan for us is receive Christ as our salvation. This man, this guest, doesn't have doubt.
所以大家看见这个宾客他没有神让我们接受耶稣的救恩，但是这个宾客他没有接受耶稣的救恩，这是这个比喻。
Yeah, if we preach gospel, so many people have all excuse willing, want to accept Christ. They will sometimes will say, by faith, that is too easy. So some people just cannot believe this.And some people, they say, they are all different, like they hear, all different excuses.
所以我们传福音的时候，很多人有各种的借口，有的太忙了，说是他们不相信这么简单，就是凭着信心就能得救。
Yeah. And some people were, I think they can, by their own effort, they were thinking, I am better than average people. If I cannot save, then who can save? Some people were thinking the idea.
有些人认为他们自己很厉害，他们自己比其他人更好，所以他们说我要不能得救，谁能得救？
We have a friends, my wife's friends. We have been preach gospel for some time, but this guy, he never confessed he was a sinner.
所以我和我的朋友，我妻子有一个朋友，都是跟他传福音传了很久了，但是这个人从来不承认自己是个罪人。
And he will tell you, how he was integrity while he was serving in a public servant, a high-ranking official in Taiwan, and explain to you, and that's true. I mean, all he experienced, he was integrity, not accept any money, illegal money. So he was really, you can see, but in here, God said, you don't have the dress of my son's wedding. So anyway, I just mentioned that we all have different kind of excuse, just like Bible here say.
So you...这里讲的故事就代表我们有各种各样的借口。我说的刚才那位朋友，他是，是在台湾，他是一个做官的。他真的是人格，他就像他自己说的，他觉得他自己是人格完美的，他没有犯罪，也不接受贿赂，他所有的一切都很好，他自己觉得很好，但是他就不承认自己是个罪人，就像这里故事里面所讲的这位宾客一样，他。他就被神他不接受，所以就被这个王赶出去了。
Okay, so this is a page of summary. I think we'll talk about this. We'll just skip this one and go to the next one.
所以我这里就总结了一下，我们、
yeah.
刚才那个已经翻过去了。
The page, yeah, this one. I think we all.
所以我们今天就讲的今天意思就今天的这个属灵的意义就是因信称义，基督为我们的罪而死。
Is the We have cross with Christ. I just list here a few, more deeper meaning than just like a Galatians chapter 3:28 mentioned. You know, we all in one. Here is more, give you a more picture of what that means.
所以穿戴基督就是有更多的意义。我这里就总结了一些更多的意义。
So meaning if we, okay. If we just like, we put Christ on Sunday, we come here, and we take it off from Monday to Saturday or Friday, it doesn't work here. So this is not that we can take it off and cut and put it on. It's, the Bible says you have called. Speak with you.
不是说我们就是礼拜天来，我们把我们的这个外穿的好好的来。这个穿在基督，不是说你礼拜一到礼拜五就可以把这个外衣脱下来。穿在基督是每天的事情。
And some people they don't like their friend or coworker know they are Christian.
啊，有些人不喜欢他的朋友和他的同事，即使那些人是基督徒，对吧？不希望知道别人知道你是基督徒。
Yeah, because in Bible, Jesus said, therefore, everyone who confesses me before men, I will also confess him before my Father who is in heaven. 就是人在神面人在人面前承认我的，我在神面前也承认他。Yeah, so it's
okay.
It's in my note, but I didn't put the Chinese here. Okay. Well, now only 10 minutes. We go to the David's experience.
好，那然后我们现在讲一下这个大卫的经历。
So, verse 18. Okay. Verse 18.
这个是要讲的是诗篇啊，十八章，上面有。
Chapter 18, verse 2. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold.
好，十八章二节，耶和华是我的磐石，我的山寨，我的救主，我的神，我的我所依靠的，他是我的盾牌，是拯救我的山寨啊，我的脚，我的高台。
Yeah, if you look at the Psalm chapter 18.This description of the background of this psalm.
诗篇十八章有一个这个里面的这个背景。
It said like this: King David sang this song when the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul.
请等一下，是我这个。
这个就是。
请好。
十八章的。If you go to chapter 18.
好，请看一下诗篇十八章二节是吧？第一节啊，第一节耶和华我的力量啊，我爱你。
No, it's before the verse one. There's a title in the title under the title say, I don't maybe you don't have that one. Okay.
这个我没有啊。
Yeah. Okay. It just give you background, 就是大卫在逃避扫罗跟他的敌人的时候，他就唱了这个歌。
嗯。
那主就神救了他，然后他就，这个诗歌十八诗篇十八篇是他是背景是这样的，就 that is the background when King David before he was a king, even though he was anointed by the Samuel prophet.But he had to run for his life more than 10 years from Saul.
所以这里有我有了啊。
Yeah.
这个是大卫是逃避扫罗的时候他所写的。
Yeah, yeah.
这个是大卫胜利的歌，耶和华的仆人大卫的诗，叫是吧？叫灵长。
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
当耶和华救他脱离一切仇敌和扫罗之手的日子，他向耶和华念这诗的话说，然后是讲的这个。我的磐石我所依靠。
And then Psalm 57 is also the same background. When David fled from Saul into cave in wilderness, here specifically say in a cave of wilderness.
所以诗篇五十七篇也是同样的，这个大卫五十七篇是这样，大卫逃避扫罗，藏在洞里。
Yeah, yeah.
那时他做这。全诗交给灵长。
Yeah, here specific says Saul was chased David, and David ran into a cave.
所以说扫罗追这个大卫，大卫就躲在这个洞里。
Right. Okay. So the verse one said, "Be gracious to me, O God. Be gracious to me, for my soul takes refuge in you, and in the shadow of your wings I will take refuge until."Destruction passed by.
好，五十七，神啊，求你怜悯我，怜悯我，因为我的心投靠你，我要投靠在你翅膀的荫下，只等到灾害过去。
So in verse Psalm, you can see David was anointed by prophet Samuel.
所以在
and,、
在诗篇的这两个故事里面，两个经卷里面是大卫是被撒母耳所膏的。
Yet he had to run for his life.
但是即使这样，他还是要自己不停的逃命。
And he didn't question God or any doubt.
所以他没有在任何情况下，他没有怀疑过神，也没有任何的怀疑。
And on the other hand, in a cave, he may die any time. Because if Saul found out, then he will be just in one step.
所以在这个，特别是在山洞里的时候，大家知道他躲在山洞里，但是扫罗也在山洞，这个扫罗就只有一步就可以发现他。
So death is, death is waiting for him for only one step. If Saul found it, then he definitely will die.
所以扫罗一旦，只要扫罗发现他，他必定要死。
So, but even in this situation, David praised God, say, may your God's glory above the earth, and give thanks and send praise to God. In the verse 18 and 57.
所以在十八节和五十七
十八章
十八章和五十七章的时候，在这两种情况下，大卫仍在那里赞美神。
And if you look at the life of David, it's not by coincidence. It's just it's designed by God. Meaning God has designed this.
所以大卫的一生，大家看见大卫的一生不是说完全就是他是随机的过了一生。他的一生是神所设计好的一生。
And he have fear, he have weakness, he have sometimes fear terrible.
所以他有时候高兴，有时候害怕，有时候他非常的恐惧。
But in the end, he always praises God.
不管是怎样，在最后的时候，他是在赞，总是赞美神的。
I think all of us have some experience, because our life, this is real life. Our life every day has been some unexpected what happened to you.
所以，我们这些多多少少就有些经历啊，就是我们的一生有很多的事情是不是我们所想象的，是随时会发生各种的事情。
Yeah, so I remember when I still work as software engineer in computer industry, it's a lot of pressure. I mean, every day you encounter a lot of problem you never imagine.
所以我以前做软件工程师的时候，每天都会遇到很多的问题，每天有很多不同的事情发生。
So there are a lot of burden. I mean, you feel just like so heavy sometimes.
所以这个负担非常的重，你的感觉也是负担非常的重。
So I think this life experience every one of us will encounter, and the only way is we learn from David here. You take refuge in God, even though in a cave you have no hope at all.
所以我们。所以说有很多的每天有碰到很多的挑战，但是我们要知道，就像我们依靠神，就像大卫依靠神一样，就躲在神的荫翼以下。
Okay, the last one is every one of most of us familiar with, chapter 27, Psalm 27, verse 4 and 5.
所以我们。最后要讲的就是讲到这个诗篇二十七篇的这个四到五节里面所讲的。
Yeah, I'll just read a part of it. One thing I have asked from the Lord, that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord.
所以二十七章四节有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中。
And to meditate in his temple, for in a day of trouble I will he will conceal me in his tabernacle.
好，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿中求稳。第五节，因为我曾遭患难，他必在暗暗中保护我。
Okay, we just end here. In David's experience, the tabernacle, the house of God, God is his refuge.
所以在大卫的经历中，他说。藏在他的帐幕的隐秘处，神会保守。
So in the picture here, you see the tabernacle. God is a picture of the rock. Is a fortress, and is the presence of God is in the tabernacle in those of the you know, situation. But today we have in Christ, we have our salvation and we are strength from Christ.
所以在大卫的时候，他是说藏在帐幕的隐秘处，藏在神的高的磐石上，因为神是山寨。今天我们啊，由我们的主耶稣基督做我们的保护，我们是靠主耶稣基督。
Yeah, in Old Testament, it's need like a tabernacle or temple, that kind of object, and they feel like God is with us.
所以在旧约中讲的是帐幕，是神的啊，神的会幕里面，所以是神的磐石。所以那个时候是靠的那个，现在我们靠的是。
But today we have Christ. Anytime when you come to Christ from your heart.God with us.
所以今天，任何时候，只要我们心里有了主耶稣基督，我们就有了保护。
It's no longer here, Jerusalem, or there, the mountain. It's anywhere when you come to God, come to Christ, you have the strength.
所以现在不像那个时候，就是要到耶路撒冷，要到西乃山啊，西安山才是主的同在。我们今天只要心里有主耶稣基督，我们任何时候都能有保护。
2020 was a very difficult year.For every one of us,
2020年，
I think most of us have the life upside down.
2020年的时候，我们的这个生活就从上到下往下颠倒了一下子。
No exception for myself and my wife. We have about more than 6 months. We never step out of our property.
所以差不多有六个月时间，我们就没有出过家门。
We all stay in our property. We walk in our front yard, backyard. We never want to step out of the street.
So that was the 2020.
So I was, because before I was thinking, life go on like this. And Bible say, Jesus will come in. I have no idea. I just look at this. Every day is peaceful.
So...圣经说主耶稣基督就要来了，然后我就看我自己的生活，那每天就是在院子里转来转去。这个
No, before this event. When I read Bible, Jesus will come in. I don't see the event. The sign will appear. It looked like we are peace forever.
在这个瘟疫发生之前，我。圣经说耶稣要来，我是看每天的生活都是挺好啊，是没有什么事情啊。但是有了这个事情之后，我真的是觉得。
Yeah, but 2020 was a change for me, so I was digging to the scripture, want to find out second coming of Christ very seriously. I day and night I meditate Revelation.
所以在2020年这个瘟疫发生之后，我就真的是觉得我要每天啊，我那时候就是每天在思想这个神要来的事情。从早到晚的在那里沉思，能够祷告，能够明白神的心意。
And sometimes I will just grab my wife and say what I was thinking, what I have been revealed, and talk to my wife, and she have no idea.
有时候我在那里就是把我的想法、我的思虑，告诉我的妻子啊，我那时候怎么想的，但是我妻子不大明白我的心。
Yeah, and I work hard, very hard to find all the history, all the relevant material, try to interpret the revelation of the sign and where we are now.
那时候我就找了很多的资料，也学习了很多，看这个启示录，希望能够找出我们现在的这个年代到底是在启示录里面的哪一段。
And I look back, 2020 actually was the most fruitful for myself to read the Bible and also so-called pray to God.
是啊，但是我回头看呢，2020年是属灵里面挺有得着的年份，
yeah.
是那一年啊，我和神就那样的亲近，我是那么多的祷告。
So sometimes God give us a situation or the circumstance is so hard, so difficult, but that will be opportunity for us to be in Christ, to be able to more understand the world.
所以有时候神给我们很困难的时段，那个很困难的时段有可能是我们一个很好的机会，能够更和神亲近，能够明白神心意的时间。
Okay, let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, thank you for your word so true to us.
主啊，我们真是感谢主赐给我们这么多好的话语，这个话语对我们来说是这么的真。
You have been prepare a place for us, and we just thank you. When we read your word, our heart will full of the joy and peace.
真的是感谢主，你给了我们赐给我们这样的话，好的话语。当每次当我们读到你神的话语的时候，我们心里就是有这样的平安和喜乐。这话语在我们心中这一直的回荡。
We pray in Jesus' name.
谢谢主。